At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Might not be another radio show that cares about their hair more.
Thanks for the compliment. How's the pompadour looking?
True.
Looking sweet.
Monsi, you know it's true. Have you ever worked with anyone that cares about their hair more than this show?
No, not at all.
By the way,
me included.
What did I say as soon as I walked in?
Yes, that my hair looks nice. Thank
Monsi,
you.
Monsi got some highlights in her hair.
I did.
Men gotta notice that stuff. That's a reminder for dudes out there.
Yes.
Your wife can get her nails done, her hair done, something done, and you're the bonehead that doesn't recognize it?
I know.
Step up your game. Open your eyes.
I know. I appreciate it.
Monsi, was there other men here at work that noticed?
One, Ryan Bershinger.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Oh,
saving lives and changing relationships.
You may just start a club.
Be rocking out.
All right. Hey, the NFL draft is tomorrow. Could there be more excitement? We're going to get to that. Caitlin Clark. There's a Giselle story. We're going to talk some Heisman stuff, but we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 installers, and they got all the tires you could possibly want at TireRack.com.
And after the show, our podcast, we have a best of, we have a best of the week, we have a bonus podcast called Overpromised. But our podcast goes up, and if you miss any of today's show, be sure to check out the podcast. Search Covino and Rich, C-O-V-I-N-O, Covino and Rich, wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to follow, rate, and review. And if you say something nice, you qualify for a Swiggy, one of our awesome giveaways here on the show.
Well, I feel like the world is talking about Reggie Bush and the Heisman. And
I thought you were going to talk about who Ryan Garcia is dating or who he's fighting next.
Oh, my God. Did you see her? How do I say this nicely? Her God-given
gift
presence.
Yeah. It seems like every 3 seconds he's posting a photo with another woman. And I guess if you're at that level of awesome, you can do whatever you want.
After that fight last week, do whatever you want, my dude. So maybe a little Ryan Garcia dating life stuff.
No.
But I feel like everyone's talking about NBA playoffs, Reggie Bush, and the draft tomorrow. So let me give you a two-minute timeout, because we're going to get to all that, but let me give you a two-minute timeout with a Rich Davis dumb theory.
You can just say Rich Davis theory. We all assume.
Okay. So, you know how they make these fake holidays up and you see them all the time? Danny, you'll see them when you're doing your research too. Like, today's National Hot Dog.
Websites dedicated
hot
to
dog
it.
Water
National Day.
Day.
Well, let me ask you this then. Why do you feel the need to tell us that it's Jelly Bean Day if it's so dumb? Because you're the only guy talking about it.
All right, let's get into the NFL draft then.
No.
The point is, you said.
These are silly, stupid holidays, but you're the guy that brings them up all the time.
Nope.
What does that have to do with your theory?
Mom and dad are fighting.
What does that have to do with your theory? I'm asking a question.
Today is bring your kids to work day.
Yeah, I brought Rich. He's a little baby boy.
Actually, you know what's going on at my house right now?
He's a little sports baby right
Today's
now.
Armenian Genocide Awareness Day out here in Los Angeles.
Remembrance Day, you bozo.
What did I say? Remembrance?
Awareness?
Armenian.
I don't know. Anyway.
You don't know what? Like 75% of the population here in L.A.?
So there's no school. I was like, what do you mean there's no school? My wife thought she was volunteering to pick up a couple kids from school and help out one of our, you know, a couple of our parent friends. And it turns out, like, oh, they meant the whole day. So all day, there's like four little girls running around my house. My daughter's friends are over for a little party time USA today. So, yeah, a lot of people do have off today.
Yeah. My kid had school because she goes to non-LAUSD, like charter school.
Mm-hmm.
So she still had school. Either way, that's the West Coast life. Enjoy your holidays. Enjoy your Wednesday. Enjoy your hump day. Going to turn it into a hump night.
Well,
speaking of, I hope you had a Timberwolves. It's Wolves, Monsey, not Wolves. Timberwolves sort of night. Pacers, Mavs with the big win and some good games tonight. But the biggest story isn't who Garcia's dating. It's what, Rich?
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
That's not what I was going for.
And
yay.
My thought is this.
I'll give you a low five. We invented the low five, Rich and I.
My point is this. You could be at a black tie affair. You could be at a country club. You could be at the most sassy, invite-only, $1,000-a-plate event. You could be at the sassiest of places. You could be at the Buxton's Country Club. There could be a raw bar, seafood, crab legs, sushi. Nobu himself could be feeding you spicy tuna in your mouth. There could be, you know, some guy at a carving station. Yet, no one, no Ooh. Matter how fancy Ooh. You are,
Oh.
No one will ever say no if someone's walking around, passing around little pigs in a blanket.
Ooh.
I mean, you're right about that.
It's like you could have the sassiest affair.
That might
affair.
Be the one thing we agree on today.
I mean, Danny, you could go to a wedding where they have the nicest stuff. They're passing around little crackers with you know, salmon on it.
We get
Ooh,
it.
Little
we don't care how pretentious you are, how highbrow you think you
oh,
are.
Oh, we have a rom over there.
How Ooh. Classy Ooh. And sophisticated you think you are, you're not turning down a pig in a blanket.
Some dude or lady walks around with a little tray of weenie tots. You're grabbing two of them, dipping them in mustard, and being like, nom, nom, nom. So
I would like to point out, too, this is two shows in a row where we've opened with tiny sausage talk.
Yeah. it's what's on our mind.
Yeah. Hour one yesterday was labeled tiny NBA sausage blame.
That's right.
Would you like a swine in a fabric?
Yes, please. Thank
would
you.
Would you like a swine in a
Even worse, Iowa Sam, guys like Rich, but everybody, you start. Following that guy and seeing, you know, where he's going just so you can go and get some more. You're like, where'd that guy go?
I was the biggest a-hole at a wedding I went to recently where I saw that they were coming in and out of the kitchen with different sweet hors d'oeuvres.
So you just hung out by the kitchen?
I hung out by the kitchen door and everyone that walked up, wait, hold on. Ooh. Oh. It was one of those, you ever see when they serve now like soup in a big spoon? When you have soup appetizers in a big spoon, oh, that's sassy.
I'm not at that elite level yet.
But
I
hey, had that. Speaking of, spell hors d'oeuvres. I'll give you $25 if you get it right.
Nice.
All right. All right, I'm going to try
a
gambling man, right?
I'm going to try a horse.
You like to gamble. Let's do it.
All right. Horse d'oeuvres is how you would spell hors d'oeuvres.
So. Horse d'oeuvres?
Horse d'oeuvres.
You're giving him hints.
All right.
Sorry.
H-O-R. Horse. H-O-R-S-D.
Okay.
Now the Duvers part. It's not like Raphael Devers. It's like Duvers.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. Don't forget the apostrophe.
Is there an E-U-V-E-R-S?
I'm not giving him any hints.
Yes, yeah. The final answer.
No.
You just lost $25.
There's an extra O in there.
Yeah, there is.
There's a D, an apostrophe, an O-E, uh-huh. U-V-R-E-S.
Oh.
It's impossible to spell.
Yes.
Horse.
Yeah. I can't believe how close you got.
Horse d'oeuvres, otherwise known as hors d'oeuvres.
Enjoy that. Enjoy your pigs in a blanket day, everybody. Your cocktail weenies. Yeah.
That's Let's Rich's middle name, by the way. Rich Cocktail
Speaking
Weenie
Speaking of cocktail
Davis.
Weenies, another one. Recently,
there was a what's a dog the dachshund,
yeah
that
dachshund,
yeah, is spelled dog. Like dachshund.
You just figured this out or something?
D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D.
No, you know maybe we should talk about Reggie Bush. All right,
wiener dog talk, please.
Wiener dog talk. That's hour one.
And this CNR spelling bee has been brought to you by Express Pros.
All right, up cocktail weenies.
All right, Wembanyama. That's easy.
Chachki.
Onto the Kupo.
Dan Patrick calls him Wembanyama.
There's an N in there.
When Bam Yama, it's spelled exactly how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest story has nothing to do with
horse
cocktail franks and horse duvers and weenies at all. It has to do with Reggie Bush.
If I were Reggie Bush, I would say, take that Heisman Trophy and shove it up your ass.
From which end?
Are you serious? Which end? Oh, that's a good question.
The base or the top?
No, the hand. The hand of the...
Everybody remembers Reggie Bush won the Heisman in 2005.
Of course. I mean, and that's the part of it that I, Covino, always stand by. You could take something away from someone, but if everyone remembers it, like when the Astros cheated to win the World Series, according to many, when people say, well, take away the World Series, my first thought was, yeah, I guess for...
According to many, they admitted they did it.
That's true. Now...
That's how they got immunity.
When people say, Danny, well, take away their World Series, I'm like, that's a little cute technicality, but guess what I remember seeing? Them celebrating and cheering, and that's the lasting image. I remember Reggie Bush flipping into the end zone, dominating for USC.
But
take away his Heisman or not,
The history books will say something different. For other generations.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you take away something from someone, it's actually more remembered, like Galarraga's no-hitter or a perfect game, more memorable because it was taken away, right? So sometimes those asterisks are more memorable. So to me, Reggie Bush would be like, yo, beat it.
But he epitomized everything that was Heisman. Ask Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
That's why he said, yeah, I'm not going to recognize or acknowledge mine until you give it back. He epitomized everything that was a Heisman Trophy winner, except for the fact that he was making money off of his name before it was a legal thing to do. Forfeited his trophy back in 2010, so for the past 14 years, he was not Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush. Now, Rich, I know you live by this mantra that rules are for fools.
I do.
Rules are for fools! But
notice,
you got to keep in mind, although...
You ever go somewhere and they want you to walk through... rows and rows and rows of stanchions, and no one's online. No one's in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easier just to duck under.
Yeah.
Like, and cut the line.
Like one time I went
to. I always get my backpack caught on that rope.
One time I went to duck under.
Knock it over.
And the person's like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, I can. Because rules are for fools, Danny G.
No, because you think you're above the law like Steven Seagal. You're not on the Mount Rushmore of action stars.
I'm sorry. Did you say Steven Seagal?
I did.
You mean. The Mount Rushmore, like, as we said yesterday?
Yes.
Him, Keanu, Arnold, and Sly.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Rich thinks he's above the law and that he's above rules. And I guess Reggie Bush thought so, too, at the time, where he thought, hey, these rules are stupid, which, in retrospect, we could admit and acknowledge, yeah, they are.
Or he just is the one that got caught.
Or he's the one that got caught.
Because, obviously, there's other Heismans who probably took some money.
Without a doubt, no diggity. So, it poses the question, do you take it and shove it up, like Rich suggested, because rules are for fools, or do you say, yeah, you know what, I broke the rules back then, and I happily accept it now, that's cool that they made amends here, they wronged the right, because it is like that guy that's in jail, Rich, for smoking weed, and now it's legal. It's like, well, hey! You look back and you said, hey, we were wrong about this. That's why you changed it, right? So how wrong is it? Would you accept this?
Do you look back at your...
olive branch, I guess?
Do you look back at your mistakes? But if there wouldn't be mistakes in current day, do you look at it differently?
See, I look at it this way. I think he did his time, per se, 14 years without it. I'm not saying he was arrested or anything. I'm just saying he didn't have his Heisman.
What are you in the big house for?
Because he broke the rules back then. Those were the rules back then. In retrospect, we could say, yeah, those were silly rules because we changed the rules. But
You used to have a rule that if you kept your socks on, it wasn't cheating.
Yeah, but we evolved because you know what cheating is now?
Like DMing someone.
DMing someone. Liking a hot girl's picture is considered cheating to a younger person. Why are you liking? You only care that I liked it because she's hot in a bikini. If she was not hot, you wouldn't care. So it's a sliding scale because things change throughout time. So in retrospect, yeah, it was stupid. But those were the rules at the time. So to be honest, I'm not a rules for fools kind of guy. I abide by the rules.
Sometimes rules are silly. Look at how things change so quickly in society. within the last 10 to 20 years, you couldn't mention a point spread on any sports network, any game, or anything. Now, I mean, one of our main sponsors is DraftKings. Other people got BetMGM, FanDuel, everything out there.
I'm not saying I didn't think it was dumb even then that a college player couldn't make a few bucks, you know. But we were leaning, some people were leaning on, well, yeah, you get a free ride, man. And you get to get this, I don't know, Rich, an education that you always seem to downplay. You get this education. You get this future. You get to build the name. You get this massive platform.
You sound like the old crusty white guy administrator that's like, oh, we're making tens of millions of dollars, but you get an education.
Well, at the time, and still, your education does matter, and it's what you do with it. Just because you went to clown college or whatever you came from, you know, doesn't mean that other people don't take their education seriously. So there were reasonings, telling you, like, the reason that we were like, all right, I get it.
Clown college, well, how to stack 12 people in a car?
Even though it's not the,
do you know how to make
the biggest deal, it's, Rich, can you stop with the horn, please?
Do you know how to effectively use a hand buzzer? Got you.
Even though we could squirting back or squirting even flower. Then say it was silly, you know, he still broke the rules. And those are in effect for a reason.
Yeah, I think, man, I almost feel like it's an interesting thought. What will change in the next 20-something years?
I bet he's happy to have it back. That's like the same with Pete Rose, right? Like, you think Pete Rose is going to say, Hall of Fame, shove it up your ass. No, he's going to be like, you know, I broke the rules at the time. In retrospect, they're stupid, but I broke the rules that were implemented at the time. Therefore, I did my time, and I'm happy and honored to say that I lived out to a point where we could look back and now be acknowledged for my greatness and not for the stigma that was attached to me for breaking these rules years ago.
You know what sucks? Pete Rose will be in the Hall of Fame after he dies.
Let's hope
not. Which is a shame. He'll die eventually.
But
we all will.
He doesn't have his Hall of Fame acknowledgement because he was betting on baseball, betting for himself to win, which is funny because we're praising Ryan Garcia, who just bet on himself to win in boxing.
Yeah. And, you know, it took USC a while to come around. They made up with him, a couple of years ago. He, though, Reggie Bush said, you know how they put those big jerseys up at the one end of the LA Memorial Coliseum? It's to honor their Heisman Trophy winners.
Yeah.
He said that USC said that they were willing to put that back, but he was quoted as saying, I don't want that back up in the Coliseum until I get my Heisman back. So a lot of USC fans wondering today if that's going to go back up in the stadium.
Definitely, I think so.
Oh, what about OJ's?
His big jersey has been missing for a long time.
I mean,
that
I don't know if they ever put
his.
Yeah, I don't think they ever put his big jersey up because they thought it would be too much of a distraction.
I mean, the glove didn't fit.
So the question is, Fox Sports Radio Nation, based on the good news today, Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back, you know, now that we could say in retrospect, yeah, it was kind of silly because we've changed the rules. If you were Reggie Bush, if you were Pete Rose, would you say, take it and shove it? Or would you respectfully say, yeah, okay, and just be happy that you got it back? I'm going with the latter here.
Hey, listen.
It's a good
story.
A
lot of times rules, laws, things change. It depends on, you know, your stance on it. Think about all different legislature, right, throughout our lifetime. If you were a gay couple that couldn't get married forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they're like, now you can. Do you think a lot of those gay couples were like, oh, that's sweet, or like, oh, now it's okay, later? You're like, I don't know. It's a question for you to answer.
Just acceptance alone is probably frustrating for a lot of gay couples.
I was going to say, are you the type of person that's like, oh, you finally came around and you lean into it? Are you like, no, beat it, F you. Like, I don't know. Like, Reggie Bush seems like he might be the type that says, thank you, I'll take it back. USC, what's up? I don't know.
I mean, this goes back to that age-old argument of letter of the law versus spirit of the law. Because,
mm-hmm.
Spot, was it the game show Wheel of Fortune where fans were outraged because a winner like kind of stumbled as they were reading the answer?
And
he said, nope, sorry. And people were outraged, but that's the letter of the law.
Yeah. Achilles.
Achilles.
No, the Achilles one, that guy deserves to lose.
Not that one. Figure. There's been, that's
Achilles.
Happened. It's happened a few times, a couple
for
of times.
$1 million, Achilles. Yeah. You, that guy should live with that for the rest
so
of his life.
So I feel like all of our staff, I feel like we're all kind of spirit of the law people. I don't see any of us walking around saying, it says exactly this.
There are times in life where you want to say, shove it. So, Rich, let's say you were fired, right? Let's say you were fired from your job. No, I'm just, okay. I'm saying hypothetical.
Okay.
Not necessarily you, the collective you. You, Darvish.
You're fired.
Let's say you were fired.
My job at Wendy's back in the day, no one worked the drive-thru better.
You're fired.
Welcome to Wendy's. Could I help you?
And you were humiliated.
I'll have a double bacon cheeseburger. Hold on. And
you were so distraught about this, couldn't believe it. Life was ruined at the time. But then the job came back with a sweeter offer all these years later because they admitted they were wrong. You, who says that pride is stupid, are going to say, yeah, take your offer and shove it? Or are you going to say, you know what? Cool, I'm going to go for it. It's kind of that. Like, there's a time and place where you tell people to shove it, but this isn't one of them. He's getting his award back. That's a lifetime achievement. I think all's fair and all's well, and Johnny Manziel could also party. And they did right by Reggie Bush. I think it's a good story.
All right. Hey, your thoughts?
Again, it shows you how far we've come. From
your
weed to gambling to Reggie Bush's Heisman.
I mean, there's a lot of social issues. I'm not going to get into them here on Fox Sports Radio, but opinions, law, these things change over time. It depends on how do you adjust. Like you said, Covino's right. Are you a, or as Danny said, a spirit of the law type of guy or rules, or do you, are you a, that was the rule. That was the law.
An absolutist. An absolutist. Great word.
I'm trying to think of other things that have changed in our life. I'm sure there's a lot of them. But again, we'll take your feedback at 877-99. On Fox, we got more Covino and Rich coming up. We are going to talk about the NFL draft tomorrow. There's a reason why tomorrow's NFL draft is going to be the best one in over a decade. I'll explain why. There's a story about Gisele Bündchen.
And what does Gisele and Rich Davis have in common? That's really what
it's
it comes
not that
to.
We have a picture of Tom Brady in our wallet.
Spell Bündchen.
Spell Bündchen. B-U-N-D.
No, no, is it you with the two dots?
I was kidding. Move on. I was kidding.
Is that an umlaut?
Bündchen.
I was just kidding.
Spell Dachshund.
All right. Well, your thoughts on Reggie Bush. Would you tell him to shove it or would you accept gracefully? Let us know at 877-99 on Fox. Our rules for fools, that's what Rich said. Let us know. We'll get to it next. Now, you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventures. So go to TireRack.com to get started.
Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Spell Kumho.
I know there's a K-U-M, an H, and O in there.
That is true. Ship fast and free to you or a recommended installer near you. Choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. That's when they bring the tires to you at home or your office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that, so go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews.
And be sure to check out the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? It's all at TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's C-A-N-D-R. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Great song. I see what you did there. When I Come Around, Green Day.
Help me see. I'm not following.
No, people come around to things.
Wow. Iowa Sam slaying it on the ones and twos. Some old school Green Day dookie.
Old school.
And Danny G on the phone, super producing at 877-99 on Fox. Honestly, dude, were you snorting caffeine before you hit the mic today or what?
Listen, my apologies that these are the two favorite hours of my day.
When they say people are shot out of a cannon, like, no, Rich is shot out of a cannon. I want to strangle this guy.
That is why he can't do the straight line at the softball field.
Exactly.
He did a great job. I saw it.
Whoa. No. Don't say snorting and then Rich can't do a straight line back to back. People are going to get the wrong idea.
Straight white line.
We're talking baseball.
Yeah.
Here.
Yesterday I was coaching my daughter's softball, and I had the I was the parent yesterday that had to line the field. And if you want to see what white chalk lines in a softball field look like, if like an old drunk guy did it, that's what it looks like after I did it. I was like, what am I doing? It was awful. I'm like, I'm sorry, six-year-old girls. I'm embarrassed. But at Rich Davis on my Instagram, you could check that out. But before we get to your feedback on the Heisman, I know a lot of people chiming in. I had a question for you, Covino, because we have the Mets-Giants game on in the background. And there's got to be a player on everyone's team. Danny, Monsi, let me think if you could think of a Dodger. Is there someone on your team that somehow lingers for like a decade, back and forth, maybe to and from the minors, where you're like, this guy's still on the team? For the Mets, that's backup catcher Tomas Nito. This guy, I'm like, what? He's been on the team forever. He's not the guy. But there's always so many injuries in Major League Baseball. I'm like, this guy's still playing? Who is it for you?
You need him to be around, I guess.
Yeah. we definitely need him, I suppose.
Why not? For me, up until this year, because now he's a Padre, right? Kyle Higashioka getting Higgy with it because he was up and down forever and he was in the system for so long. Is he on the Padres now? I don't follow the NL as closely, but yeah, he was. Or you could say Brett Gardner was just on the Yankees forever, but he wasn't up and down the way you described.
So is there a
I would
Dodger
say
that's
Higgy?
Is there a Dodger that you're like, we can't shake this guy? Not that he's bad. It's just he's just there forever. Middle reliever, backup infielder.
I'm trying to think,
and I'm with you. No.
That's right. You guys have a legit roster, my bad.
We have a great farm system.
Not a legit roster, but yeah, no, not nobody that I can think of like that.
Tomas Nito, still playing. All right. Your feedback, 877-99 on Fox. Danny, who's on line one? Phone systems.
Yeah, we had to reset the phone system, okay. So I'll help you with that in a minute.
All right,
here.
You know what? I'll go to our Twitter, at Covino and Rich. Rob hit us up in San Antonio, and he said, well, Reggie Bush should take that Heisman and give it to its rightful owner, Vince Young of Texas. Yeah, that was a great year. Those guys battled.
Well, it's easy for you to say, knowing Rich Davis, he said multiple times that awards and accolades mean nothing. Because I talk about the importance of an Emmy Award or some sort of acknowledgement. You know, we talk about awards when they're brought up, award season comes around. You're always ho-humming at the importance of these things, so it's easy for you to give it up.
The only
but
award,
that comes with a lot of clout, a lot of prestige, Heisman.
The Heisman does
for
come.
For Reggie Bush to say, nah, now, especially when he's not doing anything, that'd be counterproductive to his future.
Listen, our buddy and video guru, Elijah, was just saying, you know, he's been on Dan Patrick and other shows, and Reggie's been trying to get this Heisman back, so he has... You know, like he has interest.
Yeah, because it meant a lot to him and to his career.
Heisman is just a nice college award. It means no success in the NFL. There's no guarantee of that. But it's a nice award to win. I'm not taking anything away from awards. The only award in the world that means something.
But you have, as Rob Parker would say, poo-pooed them time
poo-poo.
And time again.
No, the only award that...
I'm the poo-poo king.
No, I'm the poo-poo king.
No, honestly. I was talking about how, you know, awards mean a lot to certain people. It's nice to be noticed. It's not the be-all, end-all. It matters if you're getting paid at the end of the day, right?
That's my
thought. Are you happy? Are you doing a great job? All these things matter, but accolades matter.
This is
one of the highest
can
get.
Other than military awards and honors, which is the highest form, take that away. That's its own category. I'm talking about entertainment realm awards. The only one that really matters is the Academy Award Best Actor and Best Actress, because it seems like that person automatically gets a huge payday for their next film. Other than that...
What about EGOT winners? You're saying that the other ones don't matter?
That's nice bragging, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, if you just joined us, Rich is saying if he was Reggie Bush, and he's not, but if he was Reggie Bush, he'd say take it and shove it. And I do remember, not to name drop, but we're so good at it. I remember having him on our show around that time, and he was so pumped to be the Heisman winner. I mean, he got a little Kim Kardashian action, if you remember back then. Like, he was on top of the world, and he broke the rules. I'm one of those guys that believes in rules. I don't care if they're stupid or if they're lame at the time. You still broke the rules, but I am happy to see him get it back 14 years later. Again, we're Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studio. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, with just one connection, you could find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. So don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find a location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com.
All right, well,
and thanks to Express Pros for being the presented sponsor.
My bad, I got you.
You are sorry. Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage.
I don't want to make you read too much. That goes down tomorrow night. We're going to talk about the NFL draft. I am excited. We got the draft night coverage courtesy of Express Pros. We got Jake Glazer. We got Steve Keim. We got LeVar Arrington. We got Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. Pick-by-pick predictions, reactions, the whole first round. That's 8 p.m. Eastern through the whole first round tomorrow night, presented by Express Pros. You know the Odd Couple has to do 1 hour and then they're done? Do you think they're like, really, 1 hour? That's Rob Parker. 1 hour? So tomorrow you got us, then 1 hour of Odd Couple if you're here on Fox Sports Radio, and then our special draft.
You know what they should do? They should tell the bosses to shove it. Like Rich, because that's what Rich would do.
Rules are for fools.
Yeah.
Now, before we go to Monsi.
I don't care what the bosses say. Shove it!
Before we go to Monsi, I want to let you know we are going to talk about why tomorrow night's NFL draft is going to be the most exciting one in a decade. I'll explain. And also, Monty, I want you to guess, what do I have in common with Gisele Bündchen?
You both wear extra small t-shirts?
It's a good guess.
That was my guess.
You both cry.
You're close.
Oh.
You're close, Monty. Oh. Let's get an update. Come on.
You both had a crush on your hot trainer.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right, let's start with your Mets, Rich. Since they're currently shutting out the Giants, it's 6-0 in San Francisco, bottom of the sixth inning.
Lindor,
two-run homer, right?
He turned it around. He was struggling.
If you weren't spinning in your chair like a maniac, you would have seen it.
Yeah.
They showed the replay like five times.
Yeah. But they're up 6-0, so they scored beyond that homer. But yes.
Struggling.
Gunnar Henderson hit a solo shot for the Orioles. He also scored their second run. They're blanking the Angels in LA 2-0, top of the sixth inning. Earlier today, the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 5-1. Other baseball news, the Cubs are placing Cody Bellinger on the IL due to a fractured rib. The Giants have placed pitcher Blake Snell on the 15-day IL due to an adductor strain. In the NFL, the Lions and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown have agreed to a four-year, $120 million contract extension. They're also signing offensive tackle Penei Sewell to a four-year, $112 million deal. That's the largest ever given to an offensive lineman. The Bengals are exercising the fifth-year option for wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, and ESPN just reported that the Cowboys have picked up the fifth-year option for Micah Parsons, but the Steelers are not picking up the fifth-year option for quarterback Justin Fields. Bengals three-time Pro Bowl defensive end Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade from the Bengals. This is also just in from ESPN. And last thing I'll tell you, how about this, guys? The PGA Tour is thanking players for their loyalty with massive bonuses. Oh. According to the Telegraph, Tiger Woods will receive $100 million in equity, Rory McIlroy about $50 million, all for staying loyal to the PGA Tour and not joining LIV Golf.
What? Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, that's sort of nice.
That's just like a loyalty bonus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, where's my loyalty bonus?
Yo, this is like when Rich gets me Starbucks coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
And we fill in for Dan Patrick.
Yeah,
thanks for being loyal to the show, and he gives me a coffee.
I will always get Danny a coffee.
Yeah. Man, you
know
how many great opportunities I've turned around out of loyalty?
Danny, I wish I could give you $100 million, but a caramel macchiato will have to do.
$100 million?
Yeah.
For doing the right thing?
For doing the right thing.
Wow.
And other players are going to get money, but obviously those two are going to be the ones that get the most.
You didn't get extra credit for doing the right thing.
No, apparently you do with PGA.
Man, I kind of like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
too bad you
quit after mini golf, right?
Man, that's nice.
All right, well, thank you, Monty Bolaños. Monty, Clippers 1-1. Do you feel comfortable? Or do you not like that they dropped one of the first two?
I think it was a realistic.
This is going to go 7, I think.
Yeah, I thought that it's a great series.
People are all focused on Lakers-Nuggets because it's higher profile.
Yeah.
But that series is, let's be honest, sort of over.
A little bit. This one's exciting.
The Clippers-Mavs might be the one first-round series that we're going to be locked for a Game 7.
Yeah, I wish Kawhi wouldn't have played, to be honest with you. It's like I don't think he's 100%, and he kind of put a wrench in the continuity that they had created.
I saw you were there.
I was there.
I heard the crowd went nuts.
Right.
I mean, I got to give credit where it's due. VJ Vernon Husky tweeted out that he hadn't heard.
That's your boyfriend, right?
He hadn't heard the arena that loud ever, he said, until they announced him.
He did say that. I'm just wondering, like, how many games he's comparing that to. He's actually been to a Clipper game. Because I agree. I was there.
It was wild.
Huge roar. Yeah.
Right.
It was a huge roar.
He's the official now correspondent for the Clippers, no?
No.
Oh. My bad.
No, but it was wild, though, huh? And why don't you wish he played?
I just think that the Clippers were in a groove, and they threw it off. He threw it off.
He's not 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I would have just held him maybe a couple more games, like, you know.
Let him sit it out. Get healthy.
Yes, like, really
healthier. Okay, so that series tied 1-1. And, again, tonight, Heat at Celtics, Pelicans at Thunder. Hope you're enjoying your NBA. Now, Rich is enjoying this week, not only because of the basketball, but because, the NFL draft.
I'm so excited.
I mean, this guy, if you're wondering why he's so excited, I mean, it's in his nature. He's the most hyped up guy you ever met, but especially this week because of the draft.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I'll tell you why. You have so much to look forward to. So many angles, so much fun. We'll get to that next right here. On Covino and Rich, now for centuries, Covino, the bond between horse and human
has been forged by trust and hands-on care. Now, with the sport of thoroughbred racing, combining those traditions with cutting-edge technology, meaningful reforms, raising its safety standards to the highest levels, new investment in wearable biometric devices. They measure subtle changes in a horse's stride. They use advanced imaging technology to flag potential problems for early intervention by expert veterinarians, reducing injury risk.
Scientific experts test, measure, and analyze racing surfaces to ensure consistency, and the sport's new independent regulator, the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, is implementing comprehensive reforms, including state-of-the-art testing, monitoring, and strict enforcement, along with new uniforms, safety standards, enhanced veterinary protocols, and other measures to ensure the safest environment possible for racing.
Meaningful reforms, latest tech, high standards every day of the sports. Athletes are surrounded by an ecosystem of care and a commitment to do more to protect both the horse and rider. So that's a win for everyone. Safety runs first. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right. Again, hope you had a Timberwolves, Pacers, and Mavs sort of Tuesday. Hope you're having a great hump night. Some good games tonight.
Nice.
Big draft tomorrow. Fun week here on the Covino and Rich Show. CNR on FSR. Again, live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, later today, a little midweek major. So stick around for that. The biggest stories in the world of sports and pop culture. We do it every Wednesday, every midweek.
Can you hear a song sometimes and know what year it was? Because you remember where you were, like at a bar, club, college or something, or no?
Yeah.
Am I wrong or right by saying No Diggity by Blackstreet is 98? I feel like I was working at my college radio station freshman year, and I remember playing that song and being like, yeah, No Diggity. 96?
Yeah, you remembered wrong.
I remembered wrong.
Hey, it doesn't mean...
Maybe it was an older song.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you didn't hear it. It just didn't come out.
Good night, guys. I'm done.
It didn't come out in 98.
It was still playing on the radio a lot in 97.
That song was a smash, yeah.
No Diggity.
No doubt.
No doubt. So we are going to talk NFL draft. We're going to talk all that. But now
Rich had the version by Wax Street. You remember Wax Street?
Yeah, Wax Street.
Yeah, Rich used to listen to them.
Good one.
That came out in 98.
Giselle. How am I like her? Well, tell the Giselle story, and then I have an embarrassing quick story. And I'm curious if anyone else has done this move. And I think it's a clutch move.
You mean a lame move? Is clutch like the new lame or something?
Tell the story, Bozo.
Giselle was stopped at a routine traffic stop, right? And the story goes that it looked like the stress was getting to her. And this is all documented. There's pictures and video and everything. And then she gets real emotional during this exchange and encounter with the officer. And it looks like she starts to cry when she gets a ticket. So, again, according to my understanding, I'm no news update anchor like Monsi Bolaños, but it seemed like a routine traffic stop that resulted in a ticket. So maybe she didn't have all the paperwork or something. Maybe mm-hmm. she said something and rubbed the guy the wrong way. I'm not sure why she got the ticket, because they're saying routine stop, but she got a ticket.
I want to give everyone a piece of advice, especially the men. And because this has worked for women for years, let's be honest. I feel like tears in the right moment could get you out of things.
Those are crocodile tears like Sandy Lyle.
The year was 02!
Don't support him.
The year was 02. I'm working in New York City at the pop station, Z100. Now,
You want to barf? Seriously, you want to barf? I've never told this story on Fox Sports, but I was working at K-Rock New York, right?
I'm going to barf?
Yeah, you're going to barf. It'll explain a lot about Rich. And I'd be driving home late at night, and my girlfriend maybe would leave this station on in my car because I would never listen to that trash. And
I'm sorry, listen to Shinedown over and over again.
And I would hear Rich Davis on my rides home.
And you're like, oh my God, I want to work with him so bad.
No.
And he would have production. It would be Night from the Empire, from the top of the Empire State Building. Right? Nighttime hottie, Rich Davis. Like, nighttime hottie? What a dork. And at the time, I'm like, who is this guy? We didn't have social media. Eventually, I met him. I'm like, you're the nighttime hottie. But then you wonder why.
You're like, then he said, please work with me for the next 20 years. That's what he said.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
That's a beautiful story.
Nighttime. Yeah. Can we add that to our Fox production? Daytime hottie.
So I'm like early 20s and in way over my head. I have no business working at a big radio station in New York, but someone gave me a chance, so I just had to roll with it. And I'm running late. And you know, in radio, it's not like a regular job where you could be like, yeah, I'm running like 10 minutes late. You replace another host. Like, if I'm late, it's Doug Gottlieb. What is he going to stick around and keep going? Like, you.
Why were you running late?
You keep. I was just running on time, but there was a traffic jam at the Holland Tunnel.
Oh.
And there were all these construction cones. And I'm like 21, and I'm like, my God, I can't be late. I'm so lucky to have this job. If I'm late, if radio and TV hosts can't be late on set.
Yeah, you can't.
So I did what I thought I had to do, and I cut around these construction cones. And all of a sudden, you do a better siren than me.
Wait.
Like Steven Seagal above the law over here.
You mean you broke the rules?
I'm a regular Reggie Bush.
Rules are for fools.
And some cop pulls me over. And I feel like this guy, he looked at me like he was meant to put me in handcuffs. Because he's like, construction zone, there was an accident, this and that. What are you doing, you little son of a... He's like yelling at me. I'm like,
but officer, I'm nighttime hottie. I'm the nighttime hottie.
So...
Brent, you know me from the radio.
He was...
I'll dedicate Blackstreet to you if you let me go.
To Officer McGee. So this guy, this officer, NYPD, nice dude, I'm sure. He started yelling at me like, I'm going to give you a ticket. And he started listing off like 20 things. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have a license anymore. He starts saying, like, he might as well have said, I'm going to lock you up, kid.
And you're 21.
And I'm 21. Got a great opportunity. I'm like, I can't be late. I'm working at the biggest radio station in New York, and I'm going to be late. And now, what am I going to get arrested? I start crying. I'm like, I'm going to lose everything.
Like, blubber crying?
This is my dream job, and I'm so sorry,
like,
officer.
Ugly face crying?
And this guy, the officer looks at me, And he goes, my God, you are effing pathetic. Just go.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
He let me go.
That's what I would do. Oh. I'd smack you in the face like in The Godfather when the guy starts crying.
He looked at me.
You can act like a man.
You are effing pathetic. Just go. So don't be scared to cry is the lesson.
So be pathetic.
You know, I thought you...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.